Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Oh, yeah! We've reached Friday morning. It is August 22nd. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Sunshine returning. Also, apparently, we have field reports back.
You thought they were gone with baseball. Turns out, drama at the football field last weekend.
The sports have changed. The fields have changed. The issues remain.
That needs to be voiced now. That's the intro.
That's at 8:05. I do have to get to a comment from somebody, and I understand because schedules change in the summer, and you have been away from the Jen and Tim Show. It's back to school season. For a lot of you, it's back to Jen and Tim Show season, and welcome back.
We're happy to have you.
We have to get to a comment about Dead Guy in an Envelope after we get our guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Yeah, we need you to call. We take one guest a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Who do you think he is?
How simple is it? We've been whittling it down for a little while now. Getting closer.
A little while.
Getting closer.
Not really.
Carla, thank you very much. Good morning, my favorite morning show.
Aww.
Which I read and I embrace. I think, oh, this is great. But
thanks,
I feel
Carla.
Like a hammer's going to drop.
Oh, boy.
Well, the school year is upon us. And seriously, Dead Guy is still around. LOL. Still around,
Carla,
is...
You're speaking right to my heart. I feel the exact same way.
It's not so... I was going to say it's subjective. It's not subjective. Yes, it's still around. But it is if you have missed that. And I understand there are routines that have changed. And in summer, kiddos, not at school. Maybe you're sleeping in later. Routines. I mean, I know it's the case for you. It's the case for... And well, we're at doing the show, but as far as the kids go... Routines are different.
Big time.
So a lot of people, you're back to school. Maybe you're back to the Jen and Tim Show. If that's the case, welcome back. We missed you. We appreciate that. We're still a show.
Can you believe it?
We're still here. So that's exciting. And we are on our third round of Dead Guy in an Envelope. Jen cheated on the second round.
So
that
not.
Was abbreviated. She gave the answer basically during the second round.
I didn't.
When I was on vacation. So now the third round, the Dead Guy in the Envelope is in the envelope, but it's also in a sealed container that only I have access to. It only I know the name of the Dead Guy in the Envelope. I just want to get people up to date in case they missed anything.
Yeah, and apparently you now take it away with you when you go on vacation because you were away last week and the envelope was gone. I didn't even know that. I didn't cheat. I mean, it was a hypothetical.
Anybody that doesn't know, in all seriousness, tell them what happened.
Yeah, it was a hypothetical situation. You were off and I said, you know, this game's been going on for a long time. And I asked Stevie. I said, Stevie, what if I just happened to mention this guy was Australian and like crocodiles? That's all I said. And that somebody took that and ran with it. You know what I'm saying? So they figured it out. I didn't give away the answer. They just figured it out. Our listeners are smart. EMC's smart.
So once again, she gave that hint and it ended up being Sir Steve Irwin. And after that, we did an online poll just for the EMCs that listen from 6 to 6:30. Do you want to play another round of Dead Guy in the Envelope? and the vote said yes, which brings us to the third round. I just want to bring people up to date that may have missed us this summer and are wondering what is going on, which round we're on, why we're still playing it, and bringing them up to speed.
That's nice. You're bringing people up to date. I, as the Jen portion of the show, would like to apologize for the fact that we're still playing it. That's all.
For you cheating on the second round?
No, just the
they
the
voted fact- to continue to play, so I'm just listening to them. Mm-hmm. That's it. So there you go. So that's where we're at in Dead Guy in an Envelope. Sorry. We did not get a winner today. The guest was Pee Wee Herman. We play again. I was going to say tomorrow. I will come in tomorrow to take a guess. I mean, I have no. We'll do that on Monday.
Okay. So more states. This was, by the way, this was at open house the other night for my 13-year-old son who's going into eighth grade. More states cracking down on no cell phones in class.
Talk about a great topic.
Oh.
That was that happened when Tyler, I think it was either junior or senior year, they brought it up. I don't know if it was certain classes. And it is...
The kids have to lock them in their lockers now for the entire day.
Wait, in Westlake they have to or no?
That's what they said at open house the other night.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, because Ohio is the latest. Now, so here's what your kids can expect. We'll get to that in 60 seconds. It's 60 degrees in Medina, our star city. Here are the three things you need to know today. More schools across the country cracking down on cell phones, including here in Ohio. New law bans phones during class time. It begins in 2026. Supporters say it helps kids focus, though students and some parents not happy about the change as they want to be able to communicate with their kids all day long. Some airline passengers suing United and Delta claiming they paid extra for window seats only to find no window at all, just a blank wall. They're sitting next to the spot like in between the windows. The lawsuits argue that the airlines misled travelers. Both United and Delta haven't commented, but the class actions are seeking millions in damages. HGTV bringing back more than 100 episodes of fan favorites next year, including Love It or List It, after canceling 7 series earlier this summer. The cancellations caused backlash from fans, but were done because of high renovation costs and falling ratings.
Let's see if Stevie will make us cry today. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, and Cameron DM'd us.
I was tearing up yesterday. Yeah.
A lot of tears yesterday.
Sad news in the world of the internet yesterday.
During Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's Friday. Is it something peppier?
Yes. I would say it will not make you cry.
Okay, good.
I don't know if it's
exciting.
Happy,
oh.
But it's not sad.
Oh. Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Interesting.
It's
good tease.
It's
a neutral story.
We have a neutral Stevie on the socials next.
First time ever.
That's good. Absolutely. It's better than crying.
Mm-hmm. So, much better than crying.
Stick around for neutral. And
this story has been everywhere all week. It's not going to make you cry. It's not sad. I'm just more confused about it. But there was a Justin Bieber impersonator that took stage. But it wasn't... The people didn't think it was an impersonator. It was presented to them as it is actually Justin Bieber. So he took the stage. It was at the Wynn, which is a hotel in Vegas, at the XS nightclub inside this hotel. He does look like him. Not enough to think. Like, if I saw him, I would think, oh, my God, that guy really looks like Justin Bieber. But I wouldn't see him and think, oh, my God, that's Justin Bieber. But I guess if you're at a nightclub, it's dark, someone goes on stage, I don't know. I just wouldn't think it. Personally, I don't know. I wouldn't just expect Justin Bieber to be there. But with the new album, you never know with him. So people thought it was him. The company thought it was him. Everything was fine until people were like, hey, that's an impersonator. Like, he has a lot of tattoos on his body, but not enough. Justin Bieber has a ton of tattoos, like, on his stomach. I think because he took his shirt off at one point. And it turns out this guy has been a Justin Bieber, not impersonator, but, like, he's done, like, shows
like he's
where,
done this before?
Yes. Like, he knows he looks like Justin Bieber, and he uses that and performs places knowing that he's an impersonator. But this time, I don't know how. That's my biggest question, and I never really got an answer of how the company thought it was really Justin Bieber and how, like, he presented it as, I am Justin Bieber. But we do have an update, and he has been banned for life.
Oh, banned for life from the win.
Yes.
I happened to come across the video of the DJ that, like, put him on stage.
Yes.
And watching him, and it kind of, he posted it himself, and it takes you through the journey of, like, how excited he got.
Yes.
And then he was like, oh, man. At the end, he's like, well, he did look like he put on a few pounds.
They said that, right, like, he just, like, they look similar, but not, I don't know.
Yeah.
And they said
well, if
that
he came
he
in
had,
here, if the guy came in here, you would know that it wasn't Justin Bieber.
Yeah, for sure.
Like you said, this is a day club at, you know, arguably one of the most expensive hotels in Vegas on the north end of the strip, the Wynn, and bottles are popping and there is water all over. Like, this is Vegas and things happen. Like you said, people make cameos all the time.
Sure.
You'll see like Vince Vaughn just playing poker out of nowhere on the floor of the Bellagio or whatever.
So these things do popping up places.
Ed Sheeran's
too,
always popping up, right? We're always talking about that. It's Vegas. Things happen. People pop up all over the place. So it's not too odd to think about it. But yeah, he took off the shirt. I mean,
not enough tattoos.
No.
Not enough tattoos.
There was a lot, but
he
not
didn't
enough.
Look bad without a shirt. He just looked different than Justin Bieber looks without a shirt.
Correct.
Right.
And he had a $10,000 bar tab.
What?
Mm-hmm. But he paid it, him and his entourage, the people he was with. So I don't know. Like, did they go in there setting it up thinking, like, we're going to get this DJ to think that I'm Justin Bieber? We're going to get, like, I want to know, like, they haven't said much other than just he went on stage. They thought it was real. He wasn't real. He's banned for life.
Yeah, I feel bad for that DJ. I do, because he was into it. He was like,
he thought he lucked out.
Like,
he thought he hit big.
Yeah, he thought he hit big. Yeah, that's a
shame. I mean, he did. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Good point. Yeah. Good point.
That's true. That's a great CV on the socials. You can certainly check that out.
So it looks like Apple TV Plus is giving us more drama, this time off screen. Your prices are going up.
Oh.
I know.
I always think that I'm saving all this money with the streaming services, and then it's just sneakily creeping up.
They're all sneakily creeping up.
I just have
up.
To pay attention to all of these because you think, oh, I've got this and Netflix and whatever, and oh, yeah, ha, 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 I'm saving money. And then when I look at my subscriptions, when you actually pay attention to what you were paying for, and they have great programming. I'm going to knock it. I watch Severance. I watch a lot of things. I watch Ted Lasso and, you know, all those type of things, which is coming back. Then you look and, you know, $13, $9, like they begin to add up when you're watching these things.
It does. Well, but then you get FOMO if you don't have one streaming service, because say you finish up your Ted Lasso and then, oh, everyone's talking about The Hunting Wives and that's on Netflix. You know, you have to.
Yeah, that's a good show.
I can't wait to watch more of it this weekend.
And then you get to the yearly. I know you're going to get to it. And you get to the yearly and I think, you know what? I have commitment issues and it sounds like a lot of money. I know it's not changing. I can't do it.
Oh, to pay for the full year in advance?
For the full year.
Oh.
Because I'm also a guy that if I'm not watching it, I'll drop it the next month. And I know that's petty and it's probably a lot to pay attention to.
You're like Nate. Nate is like that. If it were up to me, I would just pay for the year and be done with that. Like, I don't want to think about it again. Just pay and be done.
But, like, I don't watch Hulu at all. And when there's a good show on Hulu, I've dropped Hulu months ago.
The Kardashians are on Hulu.
I know you watch that. Yeah, I'm just not in that. But that's also like your nail painting show.
That is my nail painting show. I just finished this last season, which I think ended months ago. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Medina at 60 degrees this morning. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Cleveland Metro Parks teaming up with the local developer to transform the Columbus Peninsula in the flats, including restaurants, apartments, maybe even a hotel. They plan to keep public riverfront access and expand the trail system. Apple TV Plus raising prices again, going up $3 from $9.99 a month to $12.99 a month. Still far behind Netflix and Disney. Apple TV Plus, this is their third price hike since they launched in 2019 for just $4.99 a month. Cracker Barrel ditching its old country-style logo for a sleeker text-only design as part of a bigger rebrand that includes brighter, modernized restaurants. But not everyone's a fan. Some customers even saying they've stripped away the cozy, rustic feel. Cracker Barrel, more like Crate and Barrel. I don't know if I'd go that far.
Just, I don't care what you do.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I don't care what you do. Just keep the hash brown casserole and just keep that T game, the triangle game where you got to jump the T's.
The little pegs.
I don't know what it's called. First of all, like there's some times where I own that game. There's some times where I leave four. I don't care what it is.
It's
the
so
time
fun.
Goes by. The
and
time goes
100
by.
Years ago, you introduced me to that hash brown casserole. It is life. It's so
Jen.
Delicious. Like, I don't think I would have ever ordered that, and you told me to. And, oh, my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a sleeker look, and it's, you know, mixed reviews, although the CEO of the company says everything has been overwhelmingly positive.
Have they changed their butter? I haven't been there for a while because, you know, the hard butter drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about
that. Hashtag rip the biscuit.
Yeah, I think you got to let warm up the butter a little bit first.
I know you do, but, you know, a little hard nugget of butter drives me crazy.
You got to let it melt a little.
Rip the biscuit.
Many issues. Okay. That feels weird.
Got a flat tire yesterday.
No. No. Where were you?
Downtown.
Like it was while your car was parked?
Yes.
No. Oh, your face right now.
It was a day.
Oh, my.
You always forget how integral a tire is until that thing goes flat. Don't you?
They are fairly important.
It's the thing that you take for granted that you think to yourself, you know, your car just goes until it doesn't.
Yeah. It's like when your power goes out, you're like, God, why don't I appreciate power when I have it? This is ridiculous. So what did you do? Oh, I have so many questions.
I am.
What's
ready.
Astonishing about this is we just 2 days ago or 3 days ago had a conversation with our boss, Chase, about tire rotation.
We just talked about tires Tuesday with our boss, Chase, who I was also texting with. And I said, I clearly have some type of tire jinx because I said to myself, it's probably time to rotate the tires, which you want to do every however many thousand miles. And I know this. I know this is something that you need to do. And yesterday I was downtown a lot longer than I had expected to be. I had plans to do some things after work. Those plans were canceled. And I am ready to answer your questions. And also I have at least, fortunately, I've probably had maybe a total of 3 flat tires in my life, something like that. And there is a constant in all 3. And it happened again yesterday. That is next. Flat tire yesterday. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. The common theme of all flat tires that I've had, that fortunately maybe 3 or 4 in my entire lifetime, there is always a rain of some sort. A mist, a drizzle, a pour down. It was raining downtown Cleveland yesterday. I never have a flat in a nice weather. It always seems to be a drizzle, a precipitation, a rain, a thunder, a lightning, a something like that. Oh. And it wasn't bad, just enough that it's just annoying
just
when you're
to
out
miss
there.
You.
You're looking just that is a great song by Mariah Carey.
Just
I would
to
listen
miss
to Just to Miss You.
Yeah, right.
So that was the thing, and
so
yeah, flat tire. I don't have the car. I had to drive another car here. I don't have the tires yet.
But you're a handy guy. Did you just switch it up? Did you just replace the tire and go? Like
no,
what?
I don't have a spare. I had to get the thing towed.
You had to get your car towed?
All the way back to Mentor.
What?
That.
Was it 20 minutes?
He did not go 20 minutes. And then I thought to myself, you know, not real educated on the towing system. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, he's towing my car. And I said, I have to ask you a question, sir. He said, yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's like, can I hitch a ride with you? Is that how this works? Because I'm down here by myself. You know what
you
I mean?
You had to ride with the tow guy?
So I had to ride with the tow guy.
Or do you ride, like, in your car that's being towed in the back?
Did I ride in the car?
Yeah, like
I did.
I rode.
It was a flatbed, and I rode. He said, "Young man, you have to ride in your own car."
Did he?
No, I rode in the truck with him. No,
that happened to my brother and I once. They met.
You had to ride in the car.
Yes, there was a Grand Cherokee on a flatbed. It was in New York. Yes, we did, and we thought it was very strange.
That
it was dark and at night.
Is
yes.
a lie.
It's not.
Is there anybody in the... Please, is there a tow truck driver that you had to ride in the disabled vehicle in the bed?
On a flatbed. Yes, he did. And it was a New York...
I refuse to believe this.
I swear to God. If my brother were up this early and not Joe Tui on Fox 8 News...
The one you don't talk about.
No. I just went on vacation with him.
Well, that doesn't make it... It's not a make good that you never talk
He's
about
He's not awake. He's not awake, but I'm going to confirm that with him today. I swear
to God.
That's
dangerous. There's no way that happened.
We felt weird because you're like up really high, like looking around, and we were towed in the vehicle.
I don't even want to get into the next thing I was going to talk about. I want to talk about somebody that drove.
I didn't mean to throw you.
So when your car is on a flatbed, did you ride it in it? Or when it was doing the wheelie down the highway, were you also in the vehicle going 70 miles an hour down 71 or 77?
The wheelie on the
highway. We're not going to get a call. There's no way somebody did that.
The wheelie on the highway seems unreasonable.
Oh, here we go. Wait, I'm going to get this.
Is this. Okay.
Star 102, good morning. You're live on the air. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you ride in your disabled vehicle when it was getting towed?
I've done both.
You see?
I can't believe this.
I didn't do that.
That's got to be dangerous. Now, wait, what happened?
I think it depends on, like, maybe the company, maybe policies. Some are like, you have to ride in the truck, or some are like, you have to ride in the car, maybe for safety reasons. I don't know. But it is a thing.
So, it is a thing.
Was it a flatbed?
No.
What?
You were doing the wheelie?
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
Either way. It just, I mean, it depends on which one, like, it's dispatched to you. But I've done, flatbed. I've done the wheels up, the whole thing.
Wait, was it fun?
That can't be fun.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not driving. I'm just watching my car getting driven. So maybe it's like one of the, self-driving car experiences.
Yeah. It's like you had an original Tesla or one of the...
The wheelie is so amazing.
I can't believe you did a wheelie down the highway, not even driving. How is this a thing? Please, one more person. I have to believe it. One more person that when your car was disabled, it was getting a tow, you remained in your disabled vehicle down the highway. She's the only person. I apologize for asking this ahead of time if you're just joining us. First of all, good morning. It's Friday. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. If your car broke down, I had a flat tire yesterday. Got it towed. Flatbed all the way back to Mentor, 20 minutes away, though, thank goodness. So it was a long ride.
Mm-hmm.
I rode with the tow truck driver in his truck right next to him. Also changed his presets. I didn't like what I saw.
Oh, well, that's good.
So which then brought us to the fact, one of your cars, I don't know if it broke down, if it was a flat tire, it doesn't matter, but it needed a tow. And then what did
it needed a tow. And well, that's why I asked you where you rode, because when my vehicle needed a tow, I had to ride in the vehicle on the flatbed. And I remember.
There's no way.
There's
no way.
I swear to God. It was so, and I still remember, and it was a while ago. I mean, this wasn't recently, and I'm pretty sure my brother was with me. I'm reaching out to him to confirm that. We rode it, and you're like so high up. And this was, at the time, it was a Grand Cherokee. You're so high up, and you're just being driven, and it's scary because you're just on a flatbed on the back of a truck.
Not even Cedar Point would approve that ride.
I don't know.
I think you're in all seriousness, I'm not trying to be funny. Is there a chance you're misremembering this?
Not a chance. I'm telling you, we rode in that thing. And that's why I asked you the question, because I thought that was normal. Cameron just sent us a message, a DM. He says, yes, it's absolutely a thing. I had to ride in the disabled vehicle before on a flatbed. They absolutely make you ride in the vehicle if you don't have alternate transportation.
There's no way. I cannot believe it. 216-343-1021. We have a call. Star 102, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Did you ride in a disabled vehicle while it was being towed?
No, I towed for a Cleveland towing company for 5-6 years.
And
that is very illegal.
Very illegal!
What?
You can't do that!
What?
Because the thing broke down! How can you be doing wheelie down the highway just sitting in there?
As far as our towing company went, that was illegal. To ride in a vehicle being towed.
Hmm. Well, this was in New York. It was either New York or Chicago. I can't remember. I feel like it was Buffalo or Chicago. I can't remember. It was another state.
Let's just say it was Pittsburgh, because that would make more sense.
And then it was also a long time ago. Like, Uber didn't exist at the time, I feel like. So it's not like I could have, called an Uber because the tow truck driver wouldn't take us. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Were you yelling at him or anything? Like, he was tired of, did you say anything bad to him? And he was like, I'm going to put this lady in the car.
I doubt it. I don't think so, but
right,
who knows? My brother might remember.
We don't have a single call outside of that. I'm going to call that this didn't happen.
It happened! Quit saying it didn't happen to me! It happened! happened?
I don't see a Johnny message. I don't see...
Johnny
I don't,
doesn't...
Here we go. Another
Johnny's one. Not
he's
awake.
He's mad at you because you don't mention him. He's not on Fox.
That's false.
All right, Star 102, stop. Good morning. You're live on the air. How are you? I want to get one more call, and then we'll do three things. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Did you ride in a disabled vehicle while I was being towed down the highway?
I did not. It was worse.
What do you mean it was worse?
What?
In 1997, my son and I were in my car in Menor, and it broke down, and they would not take my son in the tow truck or leave him in the disabled vehicle, so I had to sit and wait for my mother to come pick us up in, like, 10-degree weather.
Ooh, on the side
oh,
of the road?
No.
On the side of the road, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I was not happy.
That is the worst.
Seems
See?
Like the definition of tow truck rules are a little muddy.
Always bad weather. I just said. Mine was always a precipitation. Hers yeah. just happens to be a freezing precipitation.
I feel like you're jinxing all of us. If I really suddenly get a flat tire today.
I really suddenly feel bad for you and feel like you're kind of a daredevil.
I was like in my 20s. I'm telling you, I probably had no idea that that was wrong. I just knew it felt weird.
All right.
But I wouldn't speak up at that time because I didn't know. Why would I know that? Even now, I don't know what I would do. Now I would call an Uber.
Yeah, I would not write in that. Okay. Well, that was, that was not expecting
I'm sorry
that.
To have derailed. I didn't remember that happened.
Fantastic. And I like that one two people called and said that they had that.
And Cameron messaged.
No, one
and
message
you know
and one person. One message and one person called and said that they did a wheelie down the highway. Those were the two.
That, which is amazing. When my brother wakes up, I will report back.
The sport has changed. The fields have changed. The issues remain. The field reports return.
I'm going to say hi. It's been an emotional week for a couple of my best friends from college because their kids are going to college for the first time. It has been emotional. And I feel for them because I know I'm going to be going through the same thing, you know, just a few years from now. Their kids are older. So right now, one of my bestest friends and her family are driving through from Buffalo. This is my Buffalo friend that it said that if she met you...
Oh, yeah.
She would have asked where
the
dead guy
at
was.
The whatever
Wisteria,
that I was just
Wisteria
there.
Lane, something
oh,
like that.
Look at that.
Tracy,
yeah.
her husband Tom, her daughters Myla and Rowan. Myla is going to Miami University in Ohio. So they're driving through right now. I wanted to say hello and have a great school year, Myla. We're so excited.
Going
for
into
you.
Radio or? Is it-
You know, I don't believe she
okay.
is. I don't believe she is. They do like to call us Janet and the Pickle. You are the Pickle, by the way.
Why am I the Pickle?
You're the Pickle.
I'm not green. I'm not
yeah,
wet.
Because there's, I guess there's a radio show in Buffalo. You are wearing green today.
I am wearing green.
There's a radio show somewhere that one of my Buffalo friends said is called Janet and the Pickle. So she calls me Janet now. And you are, like, anytime they reference you, they'll be like, who, the Pickle?
Do they like the show?
I don't know.
Or is that a bad reference?
I don't know.
I'm Googling that.
I don't think I've ever Googled them. We should look them up.
Yeah. Well, yes. It's a big, that is a big deal.
It is.
Thank
a
you
big
for
deal.
Listening.
We're
and I
very
feel like
glad.
I'm, even though I don't really know you at all, I feel like I'm Buffalo friends.
You are
it's
kind
weird,
of Buffalo
but
friends.
I do feel
you
that
shop
way.
At the same mall.
We do.
I mean, you.
We did.
You do.
The one time.
Safe travels, guys.
Thank you.
Safe travels.
Thank you from your pickle friend.
All right. More states.
No, you're Pickle
this
Pal.
You're Pickle Pal. That's much better. You are the Pickle Pal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I miss these. I'm low-key excited that they're back.
Me too. And I thought we had so much fun doing the field reports for baseball fields because both of my kids play baseball. We're a lot of local fields in the area, and we would rank them, rate them. And then it all came to an end because baseball season came to an end. Good news. Drama at the football field this past weekend. So I thought to myself, we can continue with field reports. It's just a new sport. Avon Middle School this past weekend. Lovely facility, but as you know, I like to rank the fields.
The sport has changed. The fields have changed. The issues remain. Field Report is back. Field Reports have returned on the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
This is the football version of Field Reports as my son is playing football this season. This week, we head to Avon Middle School, which has a lovely, large, paved parking lot, as you would likely expect, I think, from a school. These field reports will be a little bit different, as baseball are more grassy areas.
Oh.
Right? I mean, like, how do you, you
grassy.
Know what I mean? Well, they're not as grassy.
I mean, park in the grass, or how are they grassier than a football field?
I feel like there were a lot of gravel parking lots where there was concerns about wearing flip flops. Would you get rocks in your shoes if you have to wheel a wagon? All that kind of stuff. I feel like you're not taking as much equipment and stuff to these. So we go to the Avon Middle School, which is beautiful, lovely paved parking lot, beautiful facility. No concessions this past Saturday afternoon. Now there was like a little building. I assume that's where they do concessions. Maybe. I don't know. Can't take your dogs. And I think with football, most stadiums, you're not going to be able to take your dog. So maybe that was only a baseball thing where I would take Millie.
I'm also wondering if at that age level of football, if concessions will be a thing. Just being through it, I'm just very curious if that will be a thing.
At that age, right.
Even in a little older JV and things like that. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
Last year, so this weekend we do play at home at Westlake High School on tomorrow night. And last year when they did flag football, there was always concessions over there.
Okay,
so
maybe
we'll see. We'll see. And maybe this
We'll
continue field reports. So my other, no shade from the sun this past Saturday. Probably not going to be a hugely relevant thing as it gets colder throughout the season, but it was hot. It was roasting hot at the game. You would think this next item is my major complaint. It is not. There were no bathrooms. There's one porta potty. Okay. One porta potty off in a corner. I can't do it, Tim.
If it's your only option.
No.
You have to do it if it's your only option.
It wasn't my only, I had come prepared. That was not my only option. I am not using a porta potty. We've talked about the Amazon bags. Let's move on from there.
You didn't bag it. I'm not going to even go down this path.
I don't even think we can go down that path. I shared that with my mom and my aunt the other day, and my aunt was like appalled.
I am also
They
appalled.
Also didn't even understand how you, they, listen.
I don't understand.
There are solutions. That's all I'm saying. If you don't use a porta potty.
How it works.
If you don't want to use a porta potty, call me. There are solutions. It's a turf field. It's lovely. And you would think I would love that for the kids, right? The kids like to play on turf. I have a major complaint about this. Do you know what my major complaint about the turf? I have to tell you about this.
Okay.
Because something was happening in my home, and I'm like, what is going on? Why am I finding this stuff all over my house?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
This is ridiculous.
It looks cool till you leave it.
Yes!
It looks cool till you leave it. If you know, you know. Oh, that is next.
I got distracted on my field report.
It's 102 Cleveland's feel-good favorites. The field report took you to Avon.
It took me to Avon Middle School. We played football there last weekend. Not me. My kid. But let me tell you this.
How many tackles you had.
It was a beautiful facility. Loved it. I mean, everything in Avon is lovely. Let's be honest. It's a great community. Love Avon. Now, I will say this, though. And it wasn't only from Avon. This is my son has been practiced. This is his first year playing tackle football. Just a completely different topic.
Offense or defense?
Don't ask me that.
Oh, my.
All of a sudden, I have these little black dots all over my house. I'm like, what is going on? Why are there black dots in my living room? Why are there black dots in my laundry room? There's black dots in my kitchen. Turns out when you play on turf, there's little black dots. And it was Max that told me. He figured it out. When he takes his socks off, these black dots just go flying everywhere. And now I have a house of black dots. I'm like, well, you cannot then take your shoes off in the house. Take them off in the garage and like shake it down. I don't want the black dots everywhere.
You now have more cushioning on your floors.
That is not, I don't want it.
You can live in that house for another 40 years.
Don't.
And those dots will remain. Those dots do not leave. You know, obviously they're providing cushioning. There is a purpose for those in the field. I understand.
They're cushioning.
That.
Though, that's what it is.
Yeah,
it feels like the field's falling apart. That shouldn't happen.
The field is not falling apart. They are there. There is a purpose for that. You get tackled. You hit that thing. There is a purpose for that. You are 100%. They correct. They need to take that off in the garage. Get hosed down or whatever. I mean, because there's no way. There's no way.
Well, so maybe they need a turf solution. Should I wish for a grass field then? Does this lower my rating on the field report?
I don't know. I like the turf. I get it. I understand.
I don't like those black dots.
So rating time.
I don't know. I got to be honest with you.
All this we don't have a rating.
I know. All this we don't have a rating. Here's the thing. Here's why I don't know. The porta potty really takes it down.
Okay.
But I really loved Avon. And like I said, it was a beautiful
football
field.
You can't base this on the community. I mean, the community of Avon is great. We all know that. We could go on until 10 o'clock about the community of Avon. This is not knocking them at all.
I feel bad. Well, I'm going to give them 3 footballs out of 5.
I think that's too high.
Well, it's just the porta potty's a problem.
They didn't have concessions and they didn't have a place to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't want to get 3.
I think there was a concession hut. It just wasn't open.
Okay. All right. It's your thing. You want to give it 5? You give it 5. We'll give it 3.
No, I'm not giving Avon it 5. I can't. Anyone with a porta potty, I can't give you more than 3.
Okay. Avon gets 3.
I can't. You need better bathrooms.
There you go. Avon gets 3.
And my next question on that, it's such a beautiful facility. Like, it looks newer. I feel like, why wouldn't there be bathrooms there?
And we've had calls before that maybe you just missed it. Like maybe it was on the other side of a park somewhere. So remember we had a call before that there was a porta potty and then somebody said it was another field or there was
Richfield.
Something. Yeah.
Yes.
So sometimes
I remember
sometimes that.
That
happens. But hey, I mean, I think that's a good neutral 3 first football field report. So there you go. Avon, don't know the name of the field, right? So that's 3
footballs.
It has
a name though.
Okay.
I really should have remembered that.
There you go.
If I would have thought of the field report when I was there, I would have, but
good
I thought of it later.
With the remaining rubber dots.
They're never coming out of my house.
Never.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.